7:43 in the morning, 194, the number one hit music station. This is the 194 Morning Playhouse. It's hard to believe when there is snow on the ground, but believe it or not, it's almost spring, right? True, honest to goodness, beautiful, consistent weather, spring into summer, and that does mean the start of wedding season. Now, according to this story anyway, they're considering wedding season basically be April through August, saying that you're going to see in those months, more and more of those save-the-dates show up at your house. And right in the middle there, the heat of summer is when most of them are happening. But it's really going to start to ramp up here in just, well, April, really. And then you're going to see it get more so up until, the start of fall. So in honor of the impending wedding season, thought it'd be kind of fun to talk about weddings gone wrong, horror stories. Because like anything else, not every special event or day goes perfectly off without a hitch. Every once in a while, there's a hiccup. So maybe there's people that can learn from your mistakes. Did something go completely haywire? It's your special day. And just go ahead and get this out of the way right now. Saying that the thing that went wrong is you went with the wrong person probably isn't very helpful.
Yeah, don't lead with that story.
There's got to be something else that you can add there. Like there's something happened to the cake or the flowers or a guest was crazy or one of your bridal party was nuts. Or that kind of thing. 237, it's text 35270. Because you get that many people together, there's often alcohol there. Things go wrong.
Something's going to happen. I've never actually been married myself, but I've been in plenty weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And I consider my sister, but my best friend's little sister, she was getting married. And after the whole ceremony, you know, the whole bridal party piled into this limousine, and it was in Lake Okoboji, and which is kind of a bougie place, right?
Okay.
If you know about it. Anyway, so we get into this limousine, but it was the only one they could get, apparently, or something happened to the other one. But we get into this limousine, and then it was raining, too. And it started leaking into the limo, like through the roof. I was like, what is happening? But then, of course, we were already like kind of getting a little bit intoxicated because we were pre-gaming before the wedding. At least a bunch of the guys were. So then you get into this leaking limo, and then you're trying not to get the bride wet, of all people, and the groom, but mostly everybody's trying to protect the bride. So she's like sitting in the middle of it. My little sister or whatever is sitting there. We're like, protect Jazz, let's go. We're just like all swarmed around her because it was like the weirdest. It wasn't like heavy flow, but it was like leaking pretty bad for a limo. I was like, how do you have a limousine that leaks? What kind of company?
Basically, human umbrella time is what ended up happening.
Yeah.
Well, and that's another spin on this, too. Maybe you were the guest of the wedding or in the wedding. It's just basically a wedding horror story. It was either yours or one you're at. Something goes completely haywire. Did you have something that went kind of hinky?
Okay, so I got married at the courthouse, and my fiance, now husband's daughter, had warrants because she got in trouble. And after our dues, she got taken to jail.
Oh, gosh.
You know, you'd think they'd be like, yeah, we'll get you tomorrow.
Well, at least they waited till after the wedding.
Yeah, I guess. So. 237, it's tanks 35270. Something went haywire at a wedding that you went at, or maybe it was yours. Miley Cyrus, Flowers in the Playhouse, 194. It's Playhouse, 194, talking about those wedding horror stories. Maybe it's yours, maybe it's somebody else's. Basically, something just went a little haywire, all in honor of the fact that, well, wedding season is right upon us. April through August is kind of the hotbed for weddings, and maybe you already got yourself invited to quite a few already. You know that we've seen some save the dates come in. Are we seeing some wedding horror stories?
This one takes the cake right here. Somebody said, during my sister's wedding reception, the best man's speech took an unexpected turn when he started speaking about how much he loved his ex. My sister's best friend, who was actually in the wedding party, it got awkward when our dad had to shut him down. Could you imagine?
Yeah, love's in the air, though, right? Everybody's feeling the feels.
I still love you. Yeah, that would be so awkward.
Not the time for it.
Not the time. Somebody else said at their own wedding, the DJ accidentally played the wrong song for their first dance. Instead of the carefully chosen romantic ballad that we picked, we ended up swaying along awkwardly for a cheesy pop song until he fixed it.
And wedding went wrong. Something was a little hinky.
Two of my groomsmen called me from the bar. They got into a bar fight. I go pick them up hours before the wedding. At the wedding, the cops show up looking for them while them running away from the cops so they don't end up not getting caught. They run into one of the bridesmaids. That bridesmaid falls into another bridesmaid and breaks her arm.
All right, so we got broken arms, we got squad cars there, and probably a handful of people that never get invited to any event ever again. Wedding gone wrong. Something went hinky at a wedding you're at, or maybe it was yours. 237, it's for the Playhouse. Panic at the Disco. It's 194 Playhouse. Playhouse in the morning. 194 wedding season. Just like days away, really. And once you get into true, honest to goodness spring, like the April, May, then June, July, really straight up into August, early September, you're going to get a lot of wedding invites, right? A lot of people getting married. So in honor of that, wedding horror stories, either you attended it or it was your wedding, something went a little bit hinky. What are you seeing for text there, Joldy?
Somebody texted and said that their best man had a heart attack the morning of their wedding, and then the father-in-law ended up stepping in for the best man. That would be a little scary at the same time. Makes that wedding
best man.
Yeah, makes it memorable at least. Somebody said as the bride, they broke their arm 2 days before the wedding and was in a sling cast for the entire wedding and all the pictures. That would be a bummer.
Wedding went wrong. What was the thing that went haywire?
So on my wedding day, I was getting ready to do my grand march, and one of my dad's second cousins swung and hit the wrong person, and he hit me in the mouth. And I was bleeding all over the place, so I had to go down through my grand march with blood all down my dress.
You know,
wow.
Really shouldn't be punching anybody at a wedding. I mean, absolutely why? Don't hit the bride.
Yeah, if you're doing some air swings out there, you didn't say why he was swinging. What was he doing?
In my mind, it was for somebody else, but make sure, I mean, who did you mistake for the bride?
Yeah, I was like, or was he just swinging in excitement, like, yay, and then just popped you in the face? That would be so bad, though.
I know one person that would wave their arms around in excitement and accidentally punch me in the face, and that person is you.
I would just be like, but I wouldn't be that close to the person. You know, it's one of those, like, trying to do a tunnel or something. Maybe they're trying to do a tunnel.
Look, excited for your wedding, smack, and then blood all over the... Man, that's a different kind of dress. Yeah, don't ask.
Yeah, this is the Halloween version, actually. Yeah. Cheaper. Oh. It was cheaper.
Headlines 190 forecast on the next couple.
I woke up this morning. The Y94 Morning Playhouse. Yeah.